Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I like football too, DJ Moore of the Chicago Bears. I very much like football.
Why doesn't he love it, though?
I mean, when you say it that way, you mean I love football. That's what he meant. That's what he meant. I get it. I feel
so
it.
What he meant is I really, really like football.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like the difference between I like you and like I like you. You know what I mean? Like, you're saying the same thing, but you're saying it different, right? Like, you're saying the same thing, the same words, but they have different meanings. Like, how you say, this is one of the reasons I am a words guy. Like, I know it aggravates people sometimes, but I think words matter a lot. But here's the thing, not just the words that you use, but how you use them matter a lot. This is why Lonzo and I butt heads many times, because I'm like, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. I used to have to do this with my old man all the time.
Yeah, and I do it to him all the time, too, because of tone.
Sure, tone matters. And I think if you go, I like football, we all know what he really means is he loves football, right? If a guy comes into a press conference and they're like, hey, man, you kind of seem like you're down out there, like you're kind of going through the motions, and he goes, yeah, I like football. Like, ah, that guy doesn't like football.
Unless you're friend of the show, Orange Cassidy, and that would be an excited remark.
Right. Yeah. But if you say, it's like, oh, that guy likes football. That guy really likes that. That guy likes football, right? You like the girl who sits next to you in math class. You like the girl who is the head cheerleader. You get my drift? You feel me, bro? That's kind of what that means in my opinion.
Well, I think it depends on if they like you back.
No, it doesn't. All right? As the guy who was very... I was every girl's best friend. All right? You know what that means. You know what that means.
I know what it means. That was never me, but I know what it means.
No, it was me. That means you're not threatening and also have no chance. One is very good. The other's not so much fun. But it, again, words matter. All right, we got a text a little while ago. We were talking about the Atlanta Braves and the fact that they are now back to a dozen games over 500. But there was something else that is very interesting happening in Major League Baseball this year.
Wait, I thought you said we were done with baseball for today.
No, I said we will be done with baseball in like another month and a half. All you got to do, Lonzo, is make it through October, and then we're done with baseball.
Why are they still playing during football season?
Because it's also baseball season. You can have more than a season going at once. We're doing it right now. Bravos 72-60 now, a dozen games over 500. They have been actually pretty good over the past couple of weeks. Had a real sluggish start to the post-All-Star break portion of the season, but on a bit of a heater. They're 8-2 in the last 10, a dozen games over 500 now. The problem is the Phillies have started to heat back up a little bit. The Bravos were down as many as 9 games. I think they got to 10 for a night at one point in the NL East. That lead cut down now to 6 games. The problem is, as I mentioned, the Phillies have started to find it a little bit as well. Philadelphia has just won a back-to-back set against the Houston Astros, the team that is currently leading the American League East, though their lead has shrunk from 6 games down to 3.5 over the Seattle Mariners, because the Mariners, after a managerial change, have started to find their groove. Ain't nothing better than a baseball team that gets its groove back a little bit. Seattle had lost 9 in a row, but they've now won 3 of their last 4. Blah, 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 put them to the side. We're talking NL East for a minute. We're actually talking Major League Baseball for just a minute. Why, you might ask? Here's the answer. The answer, why, is because Major League Baseball is not going to have a single team win 100 games this year. It would take a major, major tear for a team to get to 100. The Dodgers right now have 78 wins. The Yankees have 78 wins. The Orioles have 77. The Diamondbacks and Padres have 75. Excuse me. The Diamondbacks have 75. The Padres have 76. Those teams have less than 30 games left to play. And the closest team needs 22 wins out of 29 games to win 100 games. It's not happening this year. Why not? I have a theory. I have floated this theory to Cody Decker. I have floated this theory to Jake Hassan. I have floated this theory to Ryan Horvat. I have floated this theory to every host that I have had interaction with on the air for the past month. And I have had yet one. I have not yet had one that has pushed back on the theory as inane or insane. Jake Hassan from the BetQL Network. He is the executive producer of You Better You Bet and the host of the Bat Flips and Bet Slips pod, a phenomenal baseball pod. Him and Lucy Burge host that pod together. If you're a baseball person, it's a great pod. They do it, I think it's like 1 hour every day. It's not broadcasted. You got to get the pod version, but it's an exceptional baseball pod. Any hoodles. I floated it to Jake Hassan, and even as a knower of ball, I am comfortable saying to you, genuinely, Jake Hassan's the smartest baseball guy I know. Like, this dude is just, he's like the Rain Man of baseball fans. Like, he just knows everything. It's wild. So I floated this theory at Jake last week when I was hosting You Better You Bet. And I said, Jake Hassan, let me run this theory by you. Tell me if you think I'm losing my bleeping mind. And I gave him my theory and he said, no, actually, I think it's a good theory. I think that's a theory that holds water. Here is my theory. My theory is this. Two teams get the first round bye in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Now, in the NFL, you fight your ass off for that bye. Why? Because it gives you an extra week to get it right, get it tight. Gives you an extra week to get healthy. Gives you an extra week to hit the ice bath or the sauna or whatever else it is that you need to hit in order to, you know, rehab the nicks and the cuts and the bruises and the sprains and the bangs. Kind of the opposite in baseball. I don't think anybody wants the bye. Now, that's not to say they won't take the bye, because again, you can't reject it. Two teams have to get the bye. Top two divisional winners have to get the bye. But I don't think it's a priority like it used to be. Why? Because last year, the Arizona Diamondbacks came out of the wild card spot and made a run to the World Series. Teams that are getting the bye, teams that are getting the first round opener are struggling in the divisional series. I don't think anybody knows that better than Atlanta Braves fans, who have now not once but twice in a row earned a first-round bye by winning the National League East and then gotten bumped by a team that they were dramatically better than in the regular season, the Philadelphia Phillies. I think the Braves know this as well, if not better, than anybody else. You don't want the bye. And the result of that, and I do think this will be good for the postseason, the result of that is that Major League Baseball teams aren't pressing anymore. Pressing means, effectively, you're doing too much, as the kids might say. You're trying too hard. You are, in video game circles, the one of the worst things that a fellow gamer nerd can call you. You are a try-hard. That's an insult in the video gaming
world. I thought you were going to say noob.
No, this is the opposite. You're a try-hard. Noob, you just suck. Try-hard means it's so important to you to win that you, like, suck all the fun out of the game, right? Like, even playing competitively, I still want to have fun, right? And if you're a try-hard, you suck all the fun out of the game. Nobody wants to be a try-hard. I don't think there are try-hards in Major League Baseball anymore. I think we have gotten to the point where teams aren't pressing anymore. Teams aren't pushing anymore. I think we have gotten to the point where teams are like, yo, if we get the wild card, so be it. Because that's not to say you don't try at all. You damn sure don't want to be like, okay, let's get ourselves in a wild card spot. End up in a situation where maybe you go on a 5-6-7 game losing streak in the last 2 weeks of the season, and the next thing that you know, you find yourself on the final day of baseball's regular season fighting for a wild card spot when you could have been winning your division, right? So I look at the Dodgers. That's a team that had a win total of 100.5. I look at the Braves. That's a team that had a win total of 101.5. I look at over in the American League, the Yankees. I think their win total wasn't 100. I think theirs was like 94, 95. But let's talk about what the Yankees have turned into. They've won 78 games. They're tied for the best record in Major League Baseball. I look at the Orioles. Their win total was like 95.5. They're at 77. They will have to win 18 out of the final 29, 28 games to get to their win total, right? Nobody's making it to 100 wins. This is a Major League Baseball roster of teams that we have had at least one, sometimes two, occasionally three teams get to or at least come mighty close to the 100-win tally over the past couple of years. And this year, we're not going to have any. Do you think that's because baseball has had a major step back in talent? No. Do you think it's because baseball has had a major step forward in pitching? I mean, honestly, it has. It has. Pitchers are better this year than they were last year, and they'll be better next year than they were this year. And this is a separate conversation. We can come back to it later. But the rise in technology has made it easier for pitchers to get better. They can. They got cameras now that film at 1,000,000,007 frames per second. And
that's a lot.
It's a lot. And can zoom in and track a pitcher's hand. So these guys can watch the millisecond that the ball comes off the finger. And they can go, oh, it's rolling too far off the back of my middle finger. And they can adjust. All right, well, I'll roll the middle finger in a little bit. I'll move it up a little bit. Whatever the case is, to fix that rotation issue. And now all of a sudden that pitch is fixed in a way that pitchers in even 5 years ago never could have imagined would be possible, right? So yeah, it's getting better. But is it better to the tune of the Dodgers winning 15 fewer games this year? The Braves winning 20 fewer games this year? Probably not, right? Probably not. I think teams aren't pushing. They aren't pressing. They aren't gunning and going full afterburner to get to that 100 win mark and to earn that first round bye, because the first round bye is effectively a death sentence for teams now. If you get that first round bye in round number two in the AL and NL divisional series, you're going to face a good team and a team that hasn't had time off. Time off is a killer. Texter texted the show earlier in the show and said in baseball, time off is an absolute killer. It just doesn't work, and I don't even understand why teams would want it. Yeah, I agree. That's it. For the record, I don't want the bye week anymore, all right? I don't want the bye week anymore. But I still do have to try to be the division winner. Here's the reality. I would rather know I'm going to win the division or at least be fighting for the top spot in the division and a comfortable wild card berth and risk having the time off than guarantee I'm not getting the time off, but risk not making the postseason at all, which is a possibility. So I'm playing for it, but I'm not pressing for it, right? As I get deeper into the season, if I'm, say, the Dodgers, and I'm going into the final 2-3 weeks of the season, and I'm carrying a 7-game lead over the Diamondbacks, and I know that the Diamondbacks are not going to be able to, or at least it would take a Herculean effort for them to catch me and win this division, I'm not asking Clayton Kershaw to go throw me 7 innings of ball. I'm throwing him 4. I'm throwing him 4, maybe 5 at maximum before I'm going to my setup men and my closers. Why? Because I want that arm in rhythm, in routine, but not exhausted. Not exhausted. Because I'm going to need him for the wild card round, or I won't, but at least I'll have him refreshed. If I end up giving the division to the Diamondbacks, let's say, if I end up giving the division to the Diamondbacks, but I'm in a wild card spot comfortably, I'd rather have the wild card and a team that is going to be swinging the bats through it, not losing that chemistry and that timing, than win that division and sit down a week when I could have throttled back. So I think that's why we're not going to have a 100 win team in baseball this year, because there's no need for it like there used to be. Because getting the bye is a death sentence. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can I ask you a sincere? We got a. It's not a short segment, but it's a shorter segment, and I need to ask a genuine personal question here. So you're a married man, all right?
Coming up on 32 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's the same age I am. And for those of you out there in the listening audience, there may be only a small percentage of you guys.
It's not the same age he is, by the way.
No, it's not. I'm almost 40. It's not the point. You don't have to say it. That's the joke. Those who know, know. Those of you that have been hitched before, I want to know if anybody else has run into this situation. The hardest decision that we are having to make about the wedding, which is in now, 24 days? I think 24 days. Let's see. I can even tell you. Why not? 24 days. I was right. All right. I got 24 days. And this weekend...
Don't make it sound like I only have 24 days of freedom left.
I do. No. It's not freedom. It's yeah, okay. It's to finish making decisions, right? There's no, like, I'm not one of these dudes that's like, oh, I'm nervous about that. I'm not. I am excited about my decision, all right? It's a great one. But here's my question. My question is, we have to talk to our DJ this weekend because we got to give them all the music. What we want played, what we don't want played, when we want stuff played, yada, yada, yada. And I got a couple of things.
Wow, you have a no playlist?
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Is there I know you're going to ask, I'm curious, what's number one on the no playlist?
See, I'm still working on it, but like honestly, and she and I, because again, almost 40, and all of that means most of our friends are closer in our age, basically nothing from like 2022 to 24 that's like new age club music, because I don't know it, all right? This is our music.
Okay, so, all right? So now you truly are reaching an
age. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm not even pretending anymore. I'm still young and cool, but I'm not with the music anymore.
Yeah,
all right?
I'll throw something new on every once in a while if I hear it on a Taco Bell commercial, but that's about it.
Like, I don't want any country. I want country music, but none that's been made after like 2015. All right, like I'm that guy now.
So no bro country.
No bro country, unless I specifically approve the bro country.
Some dark country.
Yeah, I want some '90s prime country. I want the stuff we grew up with. We want Mr. Brightside. All right, if you're gonna play some pop music, I want some NSYNC thrown in there. Give me the good stuff. I don't know what brat means. All right, I heard that yesterday. It's brat summer. I'm like, isn't brat? But when I was growing up, brat was a bad thing. If you got called a brat growing up, you sucked.
I enjoy the brats, especially if they're on the next to the hot dogs and the
oh, burgers. That's a brat.
Yeah,
not a brat. It's a brat. I don't know what the words mean. All right, I don't need music playing that. I feel like I need Duolingo to figure out what the hell they're talking about.
Oh, trust me, the lyrics are not that complicated.
I don't get it. It's not complicated. I don't know what the words mean. Like, I understand the words, but I don't... Okay, anyway, put all that aside. So, the number one single most difficult decision that we are having to make right now is, what's our first dance? Because I will say this, it's very weird. We don't have an hour song, right? Everybody's got, oh, this is our song. We don't have an hour song. Because music is literally the first conversation that we had. Our entire relationship has been centered around music. And so we listen to everything, and there's never really been that song that's like, oh, this is our song. Like, we don't have that. So picking a first dance song.
So our song from Elton John is out.
Not it. All right. We don't really have an our song. And so usually your first dance is that's your our song. We don't have that. So we've been like fighting around, like, what are we going to pick for our first dance? I know most of you don't care. Shut up. You're my therapist. Listen to me. All right. This is important. We don't really have an our song. And we've been kicking around the idea and back and forth. Initially, we were going to do Faithfully by Journey. All right, I'm Forever Yours Faithfully. Wonderful. But then I listened to it, and I'm like, this is really more a song about, like, two separated jilted lovers who were like, eh, we kind of got to make this work.
I don't know if he's jilted. It's more that he's on tour and doesn't see her as
much. And granted, there's some element of that that's true because after listening to it, I'm like, eh, that's not it. So I said, one of the few songs that has always kind of floated through our relationship is Into the Mystic by Van Morrison. And there's a bunch of different versions of it, but the Van Morrison version. So I'm like, what about that? And she said, I am 100% good with that, except that one of her good friends, not invited to the wedding, love you, just don't have the room. One of her good friends got married and then had a very ugly divorce. And that was her first answer. She's like, eh, I just feel like it's claimed. And I'm like, yeah, but people get married every damn day. You're going to know somebody who did first dance every song. We can do Into the Mystic, right?
You're 40. What are you doing playing a Van Morrison song?
Van Morrison is one of the greatest American singer-songwriters of all time.
I'm not going to disagree with you
there. I grew up on Van Morrison.
How old is
Tupelo Honey might be the best album ever recorded.
How old are you if you're using Van Morrison?
I grew up on my mom's stuff.
Okay.
Right? I grew up on my mom's stuff.
Again, I get that. So did I.
Two different eras,
but still.
My favorite band of all time is the Eagles. All right? I grew up on my parents' stuff, and I never let go of it. Like, there was never a point where I'm like, oh, my stuff's cooler than yours. Because I appreciate all the music. That's one of the great things that I appreciate about my folks is they taught me, listen to your stuff, but also appreciate the old stuff. The Eagles are my favorite band of all time, and Van Morrison might be my favorite singer-songwriter of all time. Tupelo Honey might be the greatest album ever laid down, and Into the Mystic is one of the greatest songs ever put down, and that's always kind of floated around, but one of her friends who had a very ugly divorce, that was her first dance song, and she's like, I don't know if I can, hear it and not think of that, and I'm like, we're overthinking this, right? Like, that's too much thought for this. That's the song we gotta go with. It's kind of perfect.
Nah, come out to Doing the Butt.
You know, I said yesterday on the show that bro radio is back and stronger than ever, and we probably need to bro up the show a little bit, and now Lonzo hits us with that. Now, that's a line that if Rob Brown say it, you'd be like, ha-ha, that's Rob. That's so Rob. But Zoe just dropped, your first dance should be to do it in the butt.
No, it doesn't say in the. Why would you throw that in there? I probably should have. No. It does not. Is that what you thought it said?
That is what it says.
No, it does not say that.
What's it say?
Doing the butt. It's a dance.
I really thought I said do it.
It's a dance. Stop. What is wrong with you? See, that whole build-up that you were trying to do towards me, it's a dance song.
I really thought the lyrics of that song were do it in a butt. Digga, digga, do. I really, this entire time, I was like, that's why I for years have been like, how is this song so socially acceptable? This doesn't make sense at all. I genuinely, honest to God, thought that song was do it in the butt, digga digga do.
All right, so the theme, obviously, of this show is lyrics and how you should pay attention to
actually
what the lyrics are.
I have been thinking for 35 years of my life, how in the world is this song getting played on every pop radio station ever? What is going on right now? What is happening right now?
Now, I don't know how they sang it live. They may have put those words in there live, but that's not what the lyrics say. So,
oh, man. All right, a couple of texts, and then we'll get out of here for a break. Texter said, honestly, the only things I really remember about my wedding day is my wife walking down the aisle and the first look we did when I got to hold her hand and not see her right before. The wifey is the one that will remember all of the details, so let her pick. That's just my... Dude, you lover boy, romantic you, and also... Absolute perfect answer.
We didn't have that kind of reception.
That's a phenomenal text.
We didn't have that kind of reception, so there were no dances or anything. So I don't have to worry about remembering that, but I agree with the texter. You're not going to remember unless you get the pick and you feel so strongly about that song. What's your number two?
Come up with a number two. It's not that I'm like super committed. I mean, I am. Like, I like the song a lot.
You sure do sound committed.
Well, hang on. Let me tell you why. It is because, and this has been the big thing. I am the dude, and I think Lonzo can attest to this. I don't have an opinion about most things because I'm really go with the flow. I'm really fluid, all right? I don't care about most things until either A, I do, And then I'm like, I'm fighting for this. Lonzo can attest to this. Most of the time when the boss is like, hey, what do you think about this? I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, unless he says something that I think is a bad idea, and then I'm like, nope, don't like that, and I'm going to fight back against it. Or I don't have an opinion on most things until we got to make a gosh darn decision. Something, it has to be made right now. In which case, then I will go, here's the options, you pick one or I will, right? And we have to have a conversation this Sunday with our DJ where we have to tell him what everything is.
All right, I've got a compromise for you. And this will work. You tell her, let you pick the song and you will never ask her where she wants to eat your entire rest of your relationship.
Yeah, that's not how that works. Because again, I don't have an opinion on most things. That 99% of the time includes on dinner. But once, and you could ask her this, once in a blue moon, I go, this is what I want. This is what I'm having. If you would like to have it with me, spectacular, it's on me. And if you don't, you're on your own. Very, very rarely. But once in a blue moon, I'll be like, I'm having wings tonight. Not what do you want? It's I'm having wings tonight. Do you want to go get wings with me? Or are you on your own? It's really your pick. 99% of the time,
I don't care. Pretty assertive for you. I mean, that's
it is. Yeah, but that's my thing. Okay. When I have an opinion, it does not matter who I'm up against. When I have an opinion,
I tell you what. Then you've already decided what the song is.
No, I have not. What I've decided is we have 4 more days to pick one, and I feel like we're going to get to Sunday morning and still not know. And then hey, I'm going to have to go.
Not,
this is it.
Why not do like a series of songs, put them in a hat or something, and have her pick it out, whichever one it is.
Because you got to have the details. That's the one thing I've taken away from this. It has to be detailed. It's got to be scheduled. It's got to be down to the minute. And you got to execute. It's like a game plan for a football game. Once I got to know the play set, the play formation.
You will after you pick it. It's definite. It's final. You draw it out of the hat out of like 6 songs that you guys agree on. And whichever one that's it.
We don't have 6 songs we've agreed on. That's the other part of it. It's nobody's really floating ideas here. So what's the handle? All right. Appreciate the text you guys have sent in. Texter said, Rob's doing it in the butt tirade will make a great promo. Yet we know that was already unspoken. Brandon text said, you singing do it in the butt made me cry laughing. Yeah, no, I immediately knew that.
I wish you'd stop. We're probably getting in trouble for that. I mean,
why?
Because he's driving in right now.
Digga digga do. Back after this with actual sports. Relax, son of Ray. On the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. All right, we're going to put music to bed for a hot minute, mainly because I... All right, we're not... It ain't bothering me none. I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie. The song slaps, dude. Yeah. All right. I forgot how long the intro takes to set up here.
So you don't want to get to the very first part.
I'm still processing, so that we're clear. For those of you on the stream, sorry, we're listening to it right now. Come on, dude. Turn it up right here. Listen. It's there.
No, it's there. Not. Dude,
it's there.
There's what it's doing the butt. I have never heard anything else in there. You can try to convince me that there's something else in there. There's nothing in there. That's your head and your ears.
There is. It's there. And anybody listening on the actual radio right now, you're right. Oh, I get it now. I can hear it.
No, they didn't.
You're trying
to put it in their head to justify what you were thinking.
I can hear it. It's definitely there.
You can stop all your subliminal stuff. It's not.
I can hear it. It's there. All right? You know what this is like? It's like in the Friends theme song. How many times do they clap? in the Friends
theme
song.
It is not like that.
It is the
same
thing.
We've had this discussion. No, no, because that's not lyrics. That's just a amount of clapping.
But everybody thinks there's five because there's a snare at the end. It's not a clap. It's a snare. They clap four times in that song. It's not.
Thank you, people.
It's a snare.
Here's the thing. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to be wrong.
I'm not wrong in that it's always what I have heard. I have always heard that.
Okay.
Not doing the but the other thing, which I have been told it may be questionable to say on the radio. I don't think it is, but I'll trust the great one on this one. What I'm going to say here is I'm not wrong in that that's what I heard. I also know there's at least a few other people who heard that. Like it may not be the majority of people, may not be most people, may not even be a significant percentage of people, but there are other people out there who I have to assume heard the other thing. I'm not ashamed of it because it's hilarious.
I don't know.
I was just shocked by
it. You seem a little disturbed that it's not what you thought it was.
Just again, just shocked by it. There is a difference. All right, we got to get some sports in here, even if we do only have a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, because you don't want to run this by the masters of music because they'll tell you that they never heard it either.
Don't care. Don't care. That's what I heard. All right, real quick notification. I'm interested to see how this plays out. Yesterday, NFL team owners in a meeting have voted in favor of a rule change that will allow private equity firms to buy a stake of up to 10% of a team. That, according to Sportico, effectively unlocks potentially billions of dollars per investment in teams. The NFL is a late arrival for the changes. The NBA, MLB, NHL, MLS, and NWSL have already all made that jump. Of the 32 owners in the league, 31 of them reportedly voted in favor of the change, the holdout being the owner of the Bengals, Mike Brown. Now, the specifics of the arrangement include equity firms being mandated to own a minimum stake of 3% of the club, but not more than a maximum of 10% of a club. Funds being allowed to invest in a maximum of 6 teams each and a minimum holding period of 6 years. All funds must have $2 billion in overall worth capital in order to buy in. So you've got to be a clientele that has $2 billion of worth. You may buy into up to 6 teams at a maximum, not eight. There is no minimum. You can buy into anywhere from 1 to 6 teams. You must buy in for a minimum of 3% ownership, and you must buy in for at least 6 years. It should come to the shock and chagrin of exactly no one that NFL owners went, oh, we can get a few more billion dollars in the books. Yeah, we're gonna do that. That sounds fun. I'm actually shocked it wasn't 32 of 32. I am shocked it was only 31 of 32. But of course, this is the case. And again, whatever, right? Like, how does this impact the product on the field? Honestly, probably not much. I think you will see more. You'll probably start to see more sponsorships pop up here and there as these firms buy in. I think you'll see more sponsorship, A, and B, this will raise the salary cap moving forward. Now, what impact does that have on you and I? Nothing. Nothing. It has no impact. Every team will still play by the same cap. The cap will go higher, which just means players are going to get paid more, right? Joe Burrow is going to get an extension next year to make him the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League, and that number is going to continue to go up. It just means that, you know, we talked about when Tua Tagovailoa got his extension a number of weeks ago. I said I'm very interested in seeing when or if there is a point that a team says no to a quarterback, right? To a wide receiver. I'm very interested as to when or if an NFL team has a Joe Burrow on the squad and they go, look, bro, you're very, very good. And maybe even less Joe Burrow, more Tua Tagovailoa. When does a team look at a Tua and go, yeah, like you had a great year, bro, but no, we cannot make you the highest paid quarterback in the league. You're not the best quarterback in the league. We can't pay you like you are because we got 53 other dudes on active roster that we've also got to pay. We can't lock you up for 37% of the damn salary cap when we got to get you guys to play with, right? Can't do it. But if this is the case, what I imagine is the salary cap takes a big bump sometime in the near future. And now we're going to have another reset of pretty much every position player market. I do think that we are going to see moving forward the salary contracts or the contracted salary for guys like Burrow, Tagovailoa, et cetera. Those are going to be fine because there's a little bit of extra scratch in the budget by adding billions of dollars of private equity investment into the NFL. I don't think it's going to have a change. I could be wrong. I'm not an economist. But when you pump tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars in equity capital into the National Football League, number one, there's going to be a visual impact for fans. I would not be shocked to see down the line some of these firms start to buy in for that 6% mark and go, but one of the decisions we're going to make as now minority owners in the squad is we want our, you know, whatever, Rob Brown's investing firm, Rob Brown's hedge fund, we want our logo on the front of the Packers jersey. And the Packers go, yeah, okay, you just pumped $10 billion into the organization, we'll let you have a patch. That's probably the impact. That and you're going to start seeing the salary cap rise a little bit more rapidly than it has the last couple of years. Does that have any direct impact on us, the fans? No, not really. Not really. So it's a big news story in that the NFL is about to become even more of a multi-billion-dollar organization, but it's not going to impact you as an NFL fan on Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays or Saturdays. Lonzo's worth billions of dollars when he does sports flashes.
I'm not going to deny that. Yesterday was cut day in the NFL as rosters got down to 53. Carolina Panthers released wide receiver Michael Striken and Terrace Marshall Jr., linebacker Aaron Beasley, linebacker Chandler Wooten, and quarterback Jack Plummer, who was the third most successful quarterback across the NFL this preseason. The Atlanta Braves took the second game in a three-game set against the Minnesota Twins with an 8-6 win in 10 innings last night. Closer Raisel Iglesias was awarded the win. The Braves led 4-0 before allowing a four-run rally in the last three innings. Atlanta remains six back of Philadelphia in the division and three up on New York for the wild card. Tune in this Friday night at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels head to Irmo to take on the Yellow Jackets. It's Burns versus Irmo right here on your home for Burns Rebels football. That would be us right here, the Fan, Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.